So the spring market in the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area is starting to get crazy. That's what we'll talk about on today's show, as well as talking to Dan Carlson and Brian Siddons from DT Carlson Company Builders.
Welcome to the Callender Home Team Real Estate Podcast. Mark Callender and his team are licensed real estate agents with RE/MAX results in the state of Minnesota. You can find Mark and the entire Callender Home Team online at callenderhometeam.com or marksellstwincities.com. Now, here is Mark Callender.
Hello and welcome to the show. With me, as always, in the studio is Marshall Saunders.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Marshall. With us also today are Dan Carlson and Brian Siddons from DT Carlson Company Builders. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Hey, Brian.
Hi, Mark.
Before we get started with the builders, let's talk a bit about the market that's heating up here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, what's going on now that the snow is melting and people are actually coming out of hibernation? Is the market kind of hot right now? Or?
It is. We're seeing a big change right now with listings. Yesterday alone, we had over 600 new listings come on the market.
Wow.
Pendings are up. Pending sales are up. We are starting to see some adjustment in pricing. Yesterday alone, I think there was about 60 or 70 listings that actually got reduced in price.
Sure. So sellers are getting wise to the fact that they still need to price their home properly to get it sold.
Right, exactly. Yep, that's true. Days on the market are remaining flat. They're about 69 over the Twin Cities area.
Wow.
And the average price is right around that $260,000 range.
You got to figure, with 69 days as the average on the market, and you hear so many stories of homes selling in a day,
right.
You know that there's a lot sitting out there for like 200 days to make that an average, right?
Yep, and it makes sense with the price adjustments that we're seeing.
Sure.
Percentage-wise, the new listings in March, you know, we came out of a really cold, snowy February. And so the last statistics we have as far as the percentage, the new listings actually decreased in March 10.4%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So April is coming in at around a nice number. We're starting to see those listings come on the market now. I think people just waited because of that weather.
Sure.
People are going, I think, more where prices, you know, obviously the families with kids, they're looking at specific school districts, but when it's a single-family home that is getting listed in that 250 or less, that's a hot property.
And you talked last time about first-time homebuyer programs and down payment assistance programs, and I found that really educational. I would encourage anyone to go back and listen to that last podcast, because some of the numbers that you threw out about how many people don't know what could help them is really amazing. Are you seeing, when you're out with buyers, are you seeing an influx of first-time buyers or any more activity in that regard?
We are. And it's getting frustrating, because what they think that they can purchase and what they can actually purchase, or what property or quality of a property they can purchase for $200,000, $250,000 is much different than the reality.
Wait a second. You're telling me that buyers' and sellers' perception of the real estate industry might be different from reality?
Right. Yeah. Sellers think their homes are worth a lot more than they are.
Yeah.
It's a different perspective.
And buyers want to give them for half price.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about new construction.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a construction company in here, DT Carlson Company, Dan and Brian. Mark, have you worked with them in the past?
I haven't. We've recently been introduced to each other, and sounds like they've got a great product, did the research on them, and just built a really nice, beautiful home. So, Dan, could you give us a little background of your company, you know, where you started, how it started, types of homes you build, how you differ from maybe some other builders that we've talked about in the past? If you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Yes. Thanks, Mark. My background is framing, finished carpentry, just out of high school. I was working with my dad's crew and did that a number of years. We did mostly remodels and additions. Then in early 2001, I started my business, DT Carlson Company, and there was a big influx of new construction. When I was leaning towards more new construction, I've started building single-family homes. So went from remodels and additions to new construction in 2001. Since then, we build throughout the Twin Cities, just a handful of homes. We're client focused. We are a design build firm. We have our own framing crew, so that's been a great plus in this market, especially with the shortage of laborers. And we have a luxury of building all over the Twin Cities. Most of our business, I want to say, is new construction, complete custom. We build on clients' lots, or we have small little parcels or developments that we could throughout the Twin Cities.
I've heard that term, we're a design build firm, a lot. What does that mean?
Yes, clients come in to us and just don't know what they want. So we would sit down and talk about ideas of their interest. They live in a Pacific home and want something different. I want to say most of our clientele are who's been in the process before, built two or three homes, then want to do something different, maybe more elaborate or more custom. And sure. So we would have designers or architects that we have start the design process with what they want.
So I can come to you from the beginning to the end.
Yes.
You're a one-stop shop. I don't have to go to an architect, go to a designer, you know, get this all back, then go to a builder and have it all spec'd out. You can handle it from beginning to end.
Yes, that's right.
Nice. I like that.
And I'll add to that, Marshall, that for us, you know, you'll hear the term custom builder, but that can sometimes be a misnomer that they'll give you a limited amount of selections, whereas with us, whatever you want to do, we can build.
Nice.
You know, you're not limited to X amount of rooms or features or a set plan.
One thing that you said that you build all around the Twin Cities, and this kind of goes back to Marshall's and my conversation about inventory. Are you seeing low inventory on lots for you as a home builder? You know, we see all these nationwide national builders, Lennar and D.R. Horton, that have scooped up a lot of the developments out there or have created their own after purchasing land. What are you finding in today's market? Are you having trouble finding lots, or do people come to you with those lots that they've already owned, or do they go to you to try and find those as well?
Both those are correct. Land is scarce. The big builders are definitely buying up pieces of land and making their developments. Smaller builders like us, I think any builder under 10 homes a year, it's a challenge finding lots mm-hmm. throughout the Twin Cities. Our clients, Brian and I, we work with individuals coming in that they have a Pacific lot. It doesn't really matter where. We just build where our clients want to build, and that's great. I want to say half the battle's done by finding the lot. Quite a bit we have clients coming in, and they have a Pacific area, if it's the schools or the job. And it's our job to find land. If we have to push dirt, wherever that is, to make it buildable, correct soils, infill lots. They're out there, but it's a search.
Mm-hmm. Brian, quick question for you. As a project manager, do you work directly with the clients as well?
Yes, I sure do with our company. Dan has got a setup where, you know, he's looking at the broader picture right now, finding that land to develop, investors and properties. And so my daily work involves our subcontractors that we work with, and a lot of work with the homeowners.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun because we start from the ground, mm-hmm. and you get to see the excitement in their faces and hear the excitement in their voices. And as the project moves along and we get to that building stage, and they get really excited. It's a mixture of both of the homeowners and the subcontractors that we work with.
So you're kind of that in-between person in the office, working with both sides.
Yes, right now. And of course, Dan is involved heavily with his expertise and experience. Mm-hmm. So he's helped guiding us all. And as our company grows and our staff will grow.
What happens if I'm starting with a home in, say, Bloomington, and I'm interested, you know, and instead of moving and trying to find another lot, I love where I live, I love my location, but I'm ready to bulldoze that house and start scratch. Do you work with me then?
Yes. We actually were in a similar scenario with a family. But yes, if you have your home in Bloomington and ideal location for you and your family, We would look at options. Have you outgrown this home?
Sure.
Do we add on? It's, you know, adding on a home is expensive too.
Right.
We have to look at your whole, the comps in your area. Just want to make sure we're not overbuilding if we decided to tear down your home.
Sure.
But yeah, that's definitely an option.
There's the added cost of demolition.
Yep.
But there might be some savings in the fact that you can use part or all of my foundation, right, if we're reusing that.
Yeah, we'll look at the foundation. That's obviously the most important thing, building ground up. So if you have a great foundation, yeah, definitely that's a good option to start with.
I think something we try to incorporate is value engineering. It's a term Dan has used throughout his company from when he started, is taking the benefits of things you have, like a foundation or a home that you want to remodel, and maximizing what's already there. And then even with the new builds, we incorporate that to get the best value, because everything's much more expensive than it had been. So whenever we can get the best value for the dollars, that's where we go.
How far out of the main Twin Cities area would you build?
Well, Brian and I, we have a project in Rockford, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
That was a family that's moving in, her mother. Their existing home is roughly 2,000 square feet, and we're adding on 1,800 square feet to their home, existing home. So it's a pretty big addition. But Rockford, Minnesota, that's it's an hour and 5 minutes away from our office.
What's the value, would you say, the difference is when you meet with a client who talks about maybe either tear down the home or remodel it, which you do a lot of? When you help that client with that decision, how do you go about that? How do you talk about that and give that really valuable information to them to make that decision?
When clients come to us, if it's a remodel in addition or new construction, tear down, it's nice to have a partnership with an architect, especially if it's a major remodel. Budget is, I want to say, the most, by far, the important of clients coming in, keeping to their budget. Working with architects, drawing out sketches, talking about their wish list, what they want. And it's a compromise. They have a certain budget we have to keep to. If there's some wants that they can't have, it's about educating our clients.
Like you said with Marshall, you have to look at the comparables and make sure that it makes sense to do that if it's going to be a teardown or just add on or do a full remodel. And then look at the end value of that property once you do that.
Yes, so that is correct. If they're looking at a full remodel or an addition or a teardown, there's a lot of factors involved with that, especially the neighborhood.
What is hot right now? You know, like for a long time, granite and stainless steel appliances. What do you find that every person who's building really wants right now?
Open spaces, quartz, countertops.
Still a lot of white enamel kitchens.
Sure.
Yeah, they like that open, airy view inside on the interior.
Contrast between cabinets, colors.
And as far as style of homes, I've seen, a lot of the, what do they call a farmhouse style homes have been really popular.
Yeah, we're designing one now for a family in Invergrove Heights on Anchorage. We're in the infancy of designing the home. It's a modern farmhouse with us more of a Scandinavian interior.
Dan, let us know what your website address is and how to get in contact with you.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Our webpage is dtcarlson.com.
Yeah, we've got a number of nice photographs and information on our homes and remodeling projects and the ones that have won the Reggie Awards.
Thanks, guys, for coming in, and we look forward to the next podcast.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
This has been the Callender Home Team Real Estate Podcast. Mark Callender and his team are licensed real estate agents in the state of Minnesota with the brokerage RE/MAX results. You can find them online at callenderhometeam.com, and Callender is spelled C-A-L-L-E-N-D-E-R, or find them at marksellstwincities.com. This podcast is produced by Minnesota Podcasting, and they can be found online at mnpodcasting.com. The views expressed in this podcast are those of Mark Callender or his individual team members alone and may not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the Callender Home Team, RE/MAX Results, or Minnesota Podcasting.